Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Now, last week, the Dáil was told that there are about 21,000 people in Ireland who are unable to go to work due to long COVID. And the latest figures from the World Health Organization say that 17 million people in the European region have experienced long COVID. And with those figures in mind, the question is, are we doing enough to support those who are suffering with this condition? In a moment, I'll speak to Dr. Yvonne Williams, a GP based in Clare. But first, I want to speak to Sinn Féin TD for Wicklow, John Bray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. You got COVID in October 2020.
That's right. My daughter would have been out on placement as a student nurse, and we think it was herself that possibly brought it into the house. So it spread like wildfire, and myself and most of the household contracted it at that stage, and it hit us all pretty bad.
You were quite sick at the time, were you?
Quite sick. That was pre-vaccine, so we hadn't got that level of protection. So it spread throughout the whole household, and we were all like most people that got it, floored for a good week or more as a result of it.
And then you get through the initial couple of weeks, but when did you start to realise that you hadn't fully recovered?
Probably a month or so after that, Claire, I do a little bit of running in my spare time just to try to keep it a little bit sane. So I found myself with a constant cough, unable to catch my breath, etc. So I would have went to the GP and made no connection whatsoever at that stage with COVID, nor indeed the GP. He put it down as, some sort of asthma that I was developing or starting to get, So there was no connection with COVID or long COVID or anything like that. And he put me on an inhaler then at that stage. But, it just progressed and certainly didn't shift it or alleviate it to any great degree.
You mentioned a cough there. Can you describe other symptoms? Is there an issue with trying to catch your breath or a feeling that you just can't get enough oxygen?
Yeah, so it's persisted now for 2 years, and it's morning times for me personally is probably the worst. And I apologise to all the neighbours who probably hear me most mornings. And when I do any physical exercise, running or anything like that, it's just persistent there that, it feels nearly that there's something sitting on my lungs that I just can't shift, and struggling to, catch a breath. So, it's kind of there constantly.
And are you still running?
Still trying, Claire. When I'm in the gym or whatever on the treadmill, I get all sorts of looks, because I'm, literally coughing my way through it, and the same way when I'm out, and it lasts maybe half an hour and kind of shifts then. So it's not there constantly. It's probably for the first half an hour or so. So yeah. It's pretty strange.
So you said you went to the GP and there was a suspicion maybe that you had asthma. You were given some inhalers. Obviously that didn't work. So have you been back, and what's been happening on that side of things?
Didn't work. So sent for chest x-rays, they came back clear, but the cough obviously persisted with the first inhaler was given. I was given a second inhaler then, which I was told was a stronger inhaler, and again, unfortunately, it's persisted, and had done over the last year and a half or thereabouts. Unfortunately, I caught COVID a second time in August, and it's probably just compounded things. Mm-hmm. It kind of After a year and a half or so, it was fairly evident that the GPs had given up on asthma. They were saying, look, it's a long COVID. We don't have the knowledge or the skills. We just don't know how to treat it. And back in June, this was prior to me contracting COVID a second time, the GPs, not that they washed their hands of it, they just said, look, it's above us. We're going to refer you to the long COVID clinic in St. Vincent's. And that was back in June. I haven't heard anything from the guys there in St. Vincent's. Contracted it again in August, COVID again in August. More chest x-rays. This time the GP again referred me over to St. Vincent's. But he said, no, look, wasting your time with inhalers. He actually gave me a prescription for a cough bottle, a codeine cough bottle. So there seems to be a level of, you know, GPs not known, haven't got the knowledge or the skill set as to what exactly is the best
or just
cure
trying everything.
Or how to alleviate it. Absolutely. So just waiting on the long COVID clinic to come back to me. And, you know, I suppose that's the hope for the GPs have as well.
And we know, we've heard the long COVID clinic is swamped, but have you tried to contact them yourself, or have you asked the GP to push it for you? Because you've been referred in June and we're now at the end of September and you've heard nothing?
Heard nothing, and no, I haven't touched base personally or anything like that, Claire. I just, you know, I'm very conscious that, you know, there's many thousands. I think it's estimated that up to 115,000 people could or may develop long COVID. So certainly, you know, conscious of the pressures that, you know, the long COVID clinics are under. And, you know, just looking at the website, you know, during the week, and this is what set alarm bells off for me, you know, and I'm sure for many people there who are waiting on, you know, someone in the long COVID clinics to touch base. I mean, they're saying due to the large number of affected patients and limited available resources, we may not be able to see everyone referred to St. Vincent's long COVID clinic. And that's, you know, it's disappointing that the resources aren't there, because I can only speak for my quality of life that I'm, you know, experiencing as a result of long COVID, the impact that it's having on me. But conscious there's many thousands of others in a worse situation than me, with more, you know, severe, you know, effects.
Well, we got in touch with with St. Vincent's about the current waiting times for patients, and they said that the total number of patient visits to the clinic is 1,802. 616 are new visits, 1,186 are return visits. They say all patients referred to the clinic will be seen, with urgent referrals being given an appointment within 4 weeks. But the current waiting time for a routine appointment once referred to the long COVID clinic is approximately 4 months. Now, that's pretty much where you're at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And look, I mean, the reason, Claire, why I spoke out, it wasn't, you know, to jump a list or anything like that. I suppose it was just to highlight, try to give a voice to the thousands of people who are experiencing
maybe,
you know,
in the same situation,
long COVID, and put a spotlight on it.
Well, but, I have Dr. Yvonne Williams, John, with us as well, who's a GP based in Clare. Yvonne, thanks for joining us on this one. Are you seeing many people coming into you with long COVID symptoms?
Yes, good morning, Claire and John. And sorry, John is having a tough time, but we are seeing a lot of patients coming in, and we're seeing, I think, particularly the younger patients who were very active and were having very busy lives, because it's a huge change in their quality of life for them. The British Medical Journal estimates that for the average kind of GP, maybe 2,000 patients in the UK, they would have 25 patients with, you know, quite significant long COVID symptoms, and the average Irish GP would probably have double that because of the shortage of GPs we have here. And in the Midwest, despite Limerick having one of the highest rates of COVID throughout the various waves, we still don't have a long COVID clinic up and running. So at least in Dublin, there is somewhere at the moment you can refer people to. All we can do for our patients, if it's primarily lung problems, breathing problems, is refer them into the general lung clinic, which already has massive waiting lists.
And have you done what John was describing there, the inhalers, investigating asthma, the codeine cough bottles? Do you go through all of that process with somebody like that?
So I suppose the issue with long COVID is that for some people it's a lot of lung and breathing symptoms, other people it's chest, other people it's brain fog, you know, mental health problems afterwards. You know, there's a huge range of symptoms. So I suppose the first thing you do is to make sure it's not anything else and that it wasn't something perhaps that was missed when these patients had COVID. A lot of them would have been at home. So you're doing your chest x-ray and your bloods and your basic workup. And then if all of those are normal, there is no standard protocol worldwide for long COVID. So it's very much trial and error. So you're treating the symptoms. So people with a lot of pain, you might be using anti-inflammatories. People with sleep issues, we might use melatonin. People with breathing problems, some people get relief from steroids, you know, a longer course of steroids or even antibiotics for their anti-inflammatory effect. So you tailor it to the patient in front of you, but there is no standard protocol anywhere for treating long COVID, and there's a lot of research going into it. So you're really treating the symptoms that each patient has, and it really needs, for people with severe symptoms, you need a multidisciplinary team approach in a long COVID clinic. It's not enough to just have a focus on the lungs. You know, you need a psychologist, you need a physiotherapist there, you need lung function tests for people. Cardiology tests, people might need stress tests and so on, and their heart to see is there any damage done. Okay.
So generally you're going to end up with a referral to somewhere. If you have a long COVID clinic in your area, that's where you'll be heading, or into a hospital.
For the more severe symptoms, for some of the milder symptoms, you know, not everybody has symptoms after a year or 2 years. So by long COVID, I suppose we're talking about people who have significant symptoms after 12 weeks. And they can improve, but I suppose the biggest thing you can do to protect yourself from it is to be vaccinated. But it's not predictable. You can have mild COVID at home, you know, for a couple of days and end up with chronic fatigue afterwards, or headaches, or, you know, insomnia, change in your taste that can persist. And they can be really debilitating. If you mm-hmm. can't taste your food or smell properly anymore, you know, that affects your whole day, really.
Absolutely. And you've got lots of people like John who got COVID pre-vaccination, who may still be experiencing symptoms. We'll leave that one there for now. Dr. Yvonne Williams, thank you for joining us. And John Brady, Sinn Féin TD for Wicklow. And we'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.